Margie refuses to leave the sinister cave and threatens to take her own life if Chandler forces her to go. He tells her he believes her to be under the hypnotic influence of Vimbion. As Chandler prepares to follow a concealed passageway leading to the pagan temple, Dorothy runs up to him crying that Vimbion has cast some awful spell on Bob and Betty, and that they are in the room with the unconscious boy who so strangely resembles Andres. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, hurry, Frank, hurry. I'll show you where they are.
I know where the room is, Dot. But how in the world did they get in there?
Oh, I don't know. I persuaded Vindion to show me where they were.
Where's Vindion now?
I don't know. I suppose he's still standing there by the doorway.
The doorway of the room where the children are?
Yes. He showed them in that horrible green light. Frankie laughed like a fiend when he saw... Oh, let's hurry.
There's Vindion.
Where are they, Vindion? Of course I have.
Don't say any more to him, Doc. I'll deal with him.
I'll try, Frank. But I can't even see the children now. The fire that was in there has gone out.
I thought it's out here for thy children, sister of Chandu. Thou wouldst find him and bring him here.
Where are they?
I'm not hiding from you, Vinyan. You know why I came into the cave.
But where thou hast hidden thyself, I did not know. And it is written that thou art destined to be sacrificed to the goddess of Bhakti.
Oh, stop.
Dorothy, hush. Where are Mrs. Wheaton's children, Vinyan?
Look within the veil which hangs before the door of the room guarded by the seal of Salomon.
Oh, you see, Frank, he has some way of lighting a little fire in there. And that curtain is really transparent when there's a light inside. And the children are there, and they don't know me. I can't even go in there to see them.
Dorothy, please. If I'm going to get the children out of here, you've got to help me.
What do you want me to do, Frank?
I want you to control your fear. I know it's hard, but...
Oh, I'll try, Frank. Don't you see them in there? There they are, standing so still. Betty. Betty! See, she doesn't even hear me.
Unless I give the word, sister of Chandu, the maiden will never look into thine eyes again.
You see, Frank. You see?
Vinyan.
I am here, Chandu, the magician.
You will stand there at the left of the doorway, and when I give the word, you will free Mrs. Regent's children from the spell you have cast over them.
You really believe that, Frank?
Dost thou then believe that I, too, am a maker of spells, Chandu, as thou art?
Never mind that. The point is that you're to wake them up. And whatever it's necessary to do to keep them from remembering this experience, you must do also.
And if I refuse?
You will not refuse. Listen, Vinyan. Listen to the music. Listen, I tell you, Vinyan, to the music of the East. Remember, I have the power of the 3x3. In the name of that power, I call upon you to awaken these children and to erase from their minds the memory of this hour.
I am not without power of my own, Chandu.
Silence. You must awaken them. You cannot disobey my voice. I will count three, and then I will repeat the incantation of Caistus. One.
No, I will awaken them. Bid the music cease, Chandu. I am but obeying the words of the priest. Do not.
Oh, hurry, please. I can't bear to see them standing there like that. And that awful incense, it's suffocating. I've got to get the children out of here.
You can take them out in a moment, Doc.
Oh.
Son of the West, daughter of the West, awake. Let thy heart be tranquil, and let no memory of this hour remain.
Oh, Frank.
Vinyan, tell them to come out here.
What's that for?
Never mind, Doc. I'll tell you later.
Come forth from the room of the seal of Solomon. I have spoken.
World. Betty.
What's the matter, Bob?
What we've done. We've been asleep in this cave, and it may be nearly morning.
Oh, Bob, Mother'll be worried to death if she wakes up and finds that note. Come on. Don't you suppose we could go to sleep and... Mother!
Uncle Frank!
Children! Oh, come on. Let's get out of this awful place.
Be careful, Doc. You don't want to suspect what's happening.
Yes, let's go.
Are you going with us?
Yes. I'll take you back to the beach.
Oh, look, there's Binyan standing right there. Uncle Frank, is he really Binyan?
Let's go back to the beach.
Well, what about Najee?
Never mind now.
Uncle Frank, tell us.
Betty, dear. Let's discuss all this later.
Uncle Frank, what's Binyan standing there like that for?
He's just waiting to see that we leave the cave, I think.
Do we have to go through that room where the cats are?
Yes, Betty.
Oh.
But if you go straight through to the corridor over there, you'll be all right. Did you or Bob touch anything on the altar when you first came in here?
Why, yes, I touched Najee's hand.
We were going to pick her up and carry her out. I mean, just as soon as we touched her, a lot of those cats jumped down from those ledges and...
Oh, it was awful, Uncle Frank. We're almost there.
I have a flashlight. Just a minute.
Here's the house right here. Why, it's still dark.
And did you think it was morning?
You know what we did? We fell asleep, Mother. Were we asleep in there when you saw us?
I didn't, I don't...
Of course you were asleep. Your mother's only trying to let you down easily for having come in here to rescue me and falling asleep. The fumes from that incense.
Is that what happened?
Oh, yes. Yes, that was. Wasn't that funny? Oh, here's the beach.
And there are the tents. Just as if we'd never been away.
Oh, Bob, you silly. We've probably only been gone a few minutes.
It hasn't been long. Dorothy, would you like some coffee before you go to bed?
Yes, I would, but we don't know where the supplies are.
We'll wake the servants. Poor devils will wonder what's happened to Wilson.
Oh, we didn't tell you, Frank. They're all gone.
What? Yeah, sure they are, Uncle Frank. Before dinner tonight, they got scared or something, and they just piled in the boat, and I bet they're halfway to Suva by now.
And just as they were pushing the boat out into the water, Mr. Wilson came running down the beach and climbed in with them.
Yes, and he wanted us to go with him, Uncle Frank. We told him we weren't going to go and leave you here alone.
Poor fellow. He was terrified when he saw the cats in there.
Well, I don't blame him.
I don't see why he should run away and go on like he was crazy or something.
He's been studying these native legends too long. He'll never come near this island again, I'm sure of that.
Nor will I when we get away from it. Heaven.
I can't see yet how we could go to sleep in that cave. With those cats and Dignan and all that stuff.
Well, I don't either. I was simply scared to death. It was the incense, children. I was nearly suffocated by it myself.
Maybe. Something funny about that, Betty. I bet...
I know there is. They're trying to keep him telling us something.
You can only tell when Mother's trying to put one over on you. She's told the truth too long.
What's so funny?
Oh, nothing. Uncle Frank, aren't you going to tell us whether that really was Najee in there in the cave?
Najee's in the cave. Yes, Bob.
But what about that girl that's lying here in front of the altar on that couch? Mother, you know that place is just exactly like those King Tut ones in the Egyptian Museum.
Yes, I know it is there, but...
Yes. And you know that girl's dressed just like those old Egyptian pictures. And why is it she looks exactly like Najee, if she isn't Najee? Uncle Frank, are you sure she isn't?
Yes, Betty, I'm very sure. And now I'm going back to the cave.
Oh, yes. I suppose you must, Frank. But why didn't I see Najee? Where was she?
She was quite close to you there, Doc. But she didn't want to see you.
She didn't? But why?
Oh, I can't stop to explain it to you now, Dorothy. I must go. We have no time to lose if we're going to save her from those priests.
What priests?
Never mind, son. Don't question him.
No. I've got to find a way to persuade her to come with me. Now, remember, Bob, no more going into that cave.
Well, all right. Say, look here, Uncle Frank. Aren't you and Mother going to tell us the truth about what happened in there?
What do you mean, Bobby?
Well, we saw Uncle Frank in there when those cats were all kind of spitting at us. He told us to go on out of there, and we started toward the corridor, and...
Yes, just as we got there, right where the shadows were so black, there was Binyan.
Yes, sir. You know what? He just kind of waved his hand, and those cats jumped right back where they belonged. Just like he was a magician or something. It was funny.
Yes. And then what did we do, Bob?
What did we do?
I can't remember what we did.
Come now. Let's don't talk about this anymore tonight. Betty and I'll make some coffee and see what we can find to eat. How would you like that, Bobby?
I'd like it. Aren't you going to eat something before you go back there, Uncle Frank?
No, I'm going right away. Like it's coming.
Oh, you haven't had a message from the yogi for ages, have you?
Listen, dear. Let's see if Uncle Frank can hear what he says.
My son,
Thou hast waited long to hear my voice.
I'm listening, my teacher.
A time of testing is upon thee, when thou wilt require the knowledge thou hast gained as never before. Art thou ready, my son?
My teacher, I'm ready.
I tell thee this. Go thou into the cave and stand before the door which bears the seal of Solomon. Thou knowest this.
I know, my teacher.
Power shall be given to thee to awaken the one who sleeps within.
Bob, he means that boy who looks like Andra. Hush, Betty.
I'm listening, my teacher.
When thou hast awakened him, if thou hast used thy knowledge wisely, it will be given thee to understand the words he speaketh.
Oh, thanks.
Am I to question him, my teacher?
Thou art to listen to his words. I say again, thou wilt understand. For it is written that he shall speak to thee in the voice of him thou callest Andra. Farewell, my son. Thou wilt that fall.